I told you yesterday, you always see a lot of Iowa Hawkeye jerseys here at training camp because of Ricky Stanzi or Tony Moyaki, but you don't see any Notre Dame jerseys here. And yet Brady Quinn has been the focus of a lot of NFL fans ever since the day he was drafted. Now with Brady Quinn, whether he was in the battle at Cleveland or the battle at Denver or here as part of the four quarterbacks in camp, he has shown a humble resiliency and a humble competitiveness. Hey, most of this crowd knows that Brady Quinn was a starter for much of the 2009 season. And these Chiefs fans remember well when he was the starting quarterback in beating the Kansas City Chiefs in a cold day at Arrowhead in 2009. A lot of that was due to Jerome Harrison rushing for a gazillion yards. But still, Brady Quinn had a winning day as a starting quarterback against Kansas City.
Brady, we talked with Ricky earlier, not even about depth chart things, but just reps. It seems that both of you, it's not one guy's getting 20, other guy's getting 6. Like a lot of things happen in some cases. It seems like both of you guys are pretty equal. That opportunity, what is that like for a guy that's trying to win a backup job?
As quarterbacks, you don't try to win a backup job. You try to go for the starting job. You know, that's what all of us are about. We want to get in there and play. So really our job is to do the best we can with whatever reps we get. I think Ricky coming into the league last year during a lockout, you know, had a tough time getting a lot of reps, obviously, because once teams got back last year, they're trying to get ready for the season. So usually they're preparing a starter. So I think this year it's good that he's able to get, you know, an off season in and more reps during camp and all that. That's great for him. Hopefully it allows him to continue to build an offense because it's a bit of a change from last season.
And we talked to you when you signed here about opportunity as well. Something attracted you to Kansas City, the opportunity to not only work with Romeo again and Brian again, but an opportunity that presents itself on this roster too.
Exactly. The opportunity to work with Romeo and Coach Daboll again was something that definitely intrigued me, and that's a big reason why I came here. You know, I think besides that, this is a very talented roster. Playing against them the past 2 years when I was in Denver, you always, you know, kind of saw their talent and their ability. So it's a great place to be. I couldn't be any more blessed to be here.
14 practices in the offseason and 3 or 4 practices in here in training camp. Are you comfortable with what Brian's throwing at you, or is it a little bit different than what you went through in Cleveland?
No, I feel good. I'm comfortable. I mean, there's a lot of carryover for me coming from playing with him for a season in Cleveland. Obviously, there's, you know, some change. But for the most part, I feel extremely comfortable. And I love, you know, how hard this team works and where we're going right now.
Brady Quinn gets it, much like all four quarterbacks in this camp. What he gets, he's a pro's pro. Matt Castle's the number one quarterback, but like I said when I talked about Ricky Stanzi, this will be a very intriguing preseason. Not just these practices, but the preseason games, because it's another chance for Ricky Stanzi and Brady Quinn.
A nice drive.